The county had a conditional release program from 1992 to 2005, according to Reverend Dan Schiefling of Voice Buffalo. He says releasing nonviolent offenders a few months early reintegrates them faster with the community, the recidivism rate goes down, and for every person not in jail, Schiefling says, taxpayers save $175 a day.
Veterans who may be in there for PTSD, other people suffering from mental illnesses, if they get this early release, then they are in a position where they can get better treatment on the outside than they can on the inside. And really nothing is happening in the county jail right now that would benefit them. This is only nonviolent prisoners that are eligible. Nobody is in for domestic violence. So everybody wins all the way around.
After meeting with Schiefling and other clergy Tuesday, County Executive Polenkar said the probation department has fewer staff due to budget cuts the past 10 years. But Polenkar says if the clergy can secure a grant to cover the cost, he'd be interested in reinstituting the program. But it's not just up to him.
There's an independently elected official, the sheriff, who has a say in this, as well as independently elected judges who have to approve the early release. So I don't want them to go under the assumption that I could just make the call and that it'll happen.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.